Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live on November 6, 2024, the day after the election. Welcome to everybody jumping on the United States and around the world. All glory be to God for such a historic and prophetic victory last night. We stayed with you till 2 a.m. last night. Our team is half asleep right now, but we're all here together, and that is what matters right now. To come back on, because things have transpired today and we have to talk about it. So I had some coffee. I'm running on adrenaline, so just pray for all of us throughout this broadcast. So welcome. Hello to everybody jumping on. Canada, please celebrate with us, Canada, because you're next. Your little dictator is going next, and there's going to be a changing of the guard in Canada. Michigan. Oh, hello. We're coming to Michigan. Actually, we're going to be talking about it towards the end of the broadcast. Let's see who else is jumping on. Louisiana, Illinois, Tennessee. Let's see. God did win. Yep. Okay. Dallas, Fort Worth, another Canada, Mississippi. Hello to those who are pouring on right now. We're going to open up in prayer. I have to tell you, Chris checked out at 11:30 last night. And after we got done with the broadcast at 2 a.m. and Donald Trump was declared the president-elect, I went and woke him up. And I told him, and I said, Chris, Donald Trump won. He goes, oh, good. And like right back out. It's like he's laughing this morning. He doesn't even remember doing that to me. But that is what happened. And I got some amazing text messages during the night as well. So I very much appreciated that. And yes, so yeah, but that's what Chris did. That was Chris's reaction in a nutshell. If you're a 2-second reaction kind of person, Chris is the man for you, because that's what he did. All right, let's open up in prayer. We have a lot to get into. There is a lot transpiring in this hour. Arizona is still not called. We're going to get into that also. So let's open up in prayer and we'll begin. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day, Lord. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we just humble ourselves before you with grateful hearts, Father God. Ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short in you. I praise you. We praise you, Lord. Your mercies are new every single day, Father God, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy, the justice of Yahweh, cometh in the morning. And Father God, we just acknowledge you sent your son Jesus Christ to the earth. He was the Passover lamb. He died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He rose again miraculously in 3 days. He took his rightful place at your right hand. He rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne. He is the name above all names, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place. Lord, let your power and your glory move, Father God. Let the weight of your glory go forth. Let people tangibly feel your presence, Father God, as we mightily go forth in you. We have victory through Christ Jesus, Father God, and we praise you for that. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You deserve all the glory, honor, and praise. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. We are vessels that you merely fill, Father God. We praise you. We thank you for such an incredible victory. We thank you that you have given this nation a time of grace, a window of grace, Father God, that you have shown mercy to America in spite of the charges against America, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you. We give you all the glory for the great victory that was had last night. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Amen. So welcome to those who are jumping on right now. Let me see here. Let me get up what I need to get up, because there is a lot going on right now. So at approximately 3:30 p.m. today, Michigan was called for Trump, and he's at 295, I believe, right now. And we're currently awaiting results for Nevada and Arizona. Nevada should be on the verge of being called any moment. Nevada, they actually have it as red now. So it seems that some of the stations have called Nevada for Trump. So he's at 301. Arizona is at 11 points. So if Arizona gets called for Trump, he will actually be at 312 right now. So interestingly enough here, I'm going to look something up real quick because that number 312, you think of John 3:16, but then you look with confidence through faith in him. Interesting. So Ephesians 3:12 says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Let me look up Isaiah. I'm just going to look up a few randomly here. Isaiah 3:12. As for my people, let's see here, who lead or cause you to err and destroy the way of your paths. All right, let's see here. I'm kind of looking up real time some scripture for you. Okay. Jeremiah 3:12 says, go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return backsliding Israel, says the Lord. I will not cause my anger to fall on you, for I am merciful, says the Lord. I will not remain angry forever. If that is not true today, that scripture, Jeremiah 3:12. So there are more, and I'm going to look them up. I will tell you a couple interesting things going on here. So Kamala, 4 p.m. came out. We might have video of it that we'll be able to call for in a minute of her conceding, and I'll give you some live reaction. But Joe Biden already called Donald Trump and invited him to the White House. So that I found quite telling that Joe is secretly celebrating today in the White House the fact that Kamala Harris did not get in, because he called Donald Trump all too fast and said, come on over. You know, so basically that has already happened. And then we have the fact that Kamala was 20 minutes late, at least, for her conceding, that she had called Donald Trump earlier that day and conceded the race. And maybe we could get up a clip here of her. Okay, maybe, well, they're working on it right now, of her conceding, so we can talk about this. She came out in a dark purple pantsuit, kind of like the Joker from Batman. When I looked at the purple, I went, that kind of looks like the Joker from Batman. It's a very dark purple, but she likes these colors. Like, she's in these colors a lot. So this is not out of the norm for her. So let's listen in here what happened at 4 p.m. today, and I'll react.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon.
That's two good afternoons.
Good afternoon.
Three.
Good afternoon.
Four.
Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you.
Isn't she talking a little slow?
So let me say.
She's talking a little slow. So four good afternoons.
And I love you back. And I love you back.
I think potentially she may take a shot or something to calm her nerves before she came out.
Today. My heart is full today. Full of gratitude for the trust you have placed in me, full of love for our country.
Yeah, it's she was slurring her words a bit.
The outcome of this election is not what we wanted.
Oh, it's what God wanted, honey. This is what Almighty God wanted.
Voted for. But hear me when I say, hear me when I say, the light of America's promise will always burn bright as long as we never give up.
She is not talking
and
correctly.
And as long as we keep fighting. To my beloved Doug and our family, I love you so very much. To President Biden and Dr. Biden, thank you for your faith and support. To Governor Walz and the Walz family, okay. I know your service to our nation will continue.
Well, I'm sure it will. Because she's kicking herself today for not picking the Governor Shapiro from Pennsylvania.
To the volunteers who gave so much of themselves. to the poll workers and the local election officials.
Okay.
I thank you all. Look, I am so proud of the race we ran and the way we ran it.
Pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall.
This campaign, we have been intentional about building community and building coalitions, bringing people together from every walk of life and background, united by love of country, with enthusiasm and joy in our fight for America's future. And we did it with the knowledge that we all have so much more in common than what separates us. Now, I know folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
But we must accept the results of this election. Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
Well, let's see if that happens. I'm not too sure about this.
A fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results. That principle, as much as any other,
you take it a pot shot at him for 2020.
Democracy from monarchy or tyranny. And anyone who seeks the public trust must honor it. At the same time, in our nation, we owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States.
This is the first time I think she's talked about the Constitution her entire race.
And loyalty to our conscience and to our God.
We got to pause this for a minute. Notice what she said. Loyalty to our God. Right there, ladies and gentlemen, is why the Lord ruled against her. Because what she and her constituents want to serve is in direct opposition and blasphemous to Almighty God. Look at the way she phrased that. That should tell you everything right there about who they serve. Okay, we can continue now. Thank you.
And to our God, my allegiance to all three is why I am here to say, while I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
What that means, well, we'll have to dissect that word, Thelma.
The fight for freedom, for opportunity, for fairness, and the dignity of all people. A fight for the ideals at the heart of our nation.
She looks rough today.
The ideals that reflect America at our best. That is a fight I will never give up. I will never give up the fight for a future where Americans can pursue their dreams, ambitions, and aspirations, where the women of America have the freedom to make decisions about their own body and not have their government telling them what to do.
Oh, but your government does tell them. In fact, you spend millions of dollars telling women
our schools and our streets from gun violence
what to do with their bodies and what to get rid of from their bodies.
We will never give up the fight for our democracy.
It's not a democracy, Kamala. It's a republic.
For equal justice and for the sacred idea that every one of us, no matter who we are or where we start out, has certain fundamental rights and freedoms that must be respected and upheld. And And we will continue to wage this fight in the voting booth, in the courts,
in
the public square.
Listen to that.
And
in the courts and in the public square.
In quieter ways.
In quieter ways. Hold on, we got to pause this for a minute, because what she's not saying is as important as what she's saying. They're going to wage the battle in the public squares and in the courts, and then we'll do it in quieter ways. Right there, she's calling for an uprising. She is. She's calling for uprisings. She's doing it right there. She's trying to do it in a very subtle way as to not, you know, as to not be so blatant about it. But that is what she's calling for. For all we know, that could have been an activation word for riots to begin across this nation. For all we know, that could have been it. Okay, we'll just continue a little bit more, and then I'm going to put enough to this, because
with
I have concerns here.
And respect. That by looking
she's lit
in
up
the
like
face
a Christmas tree.
Of a stranger and seeing a neighbor, by always using our strength to lift people up, to fight for the dignity that all people deserve. The fight for our freedom will take hard work, but like I always say, we like hard work. Hard work is good work. Hard work can be joyful work. And the fight for our country is always worth it. It is always worth it.
Okay. I think we've got the gist here. She said their hearts are full today. I'd like to know full of what. That is my first question, because we could really go down a rabbit hole here with this. But she didn't come out last night to the people that stood for 8 hours waiting for her. 8 hours they stood. She didn't even bother coming out. This was 2016 all over again. For those of you that are not making this connection, I'm going to make it for you. This was 2016 all over again. Same spirit, different female vessel. Dealing with the same spirit, wanting to ascend to that seat, different female vessel, but same spirit. And Hillary Clinton, that night, allegedly got quite inebriated, and she did not come out to her constituents. She never gave a speech. She didn't come out. And then she finally comes out the next day and does exactly what Kamala Harris does. What happens? Because you're dealing with the same spirit, different female people, different females, but same spirit, different people. That same spirit has certain characteristics, though. So you'll know the spirit by the repeat of their actions. And same thing. She doesn't come out. She doesn't address her constituents. She doesn't come out till the next day, just like Hillary Clinton. So I wanted to point that out as well to you, because it's important. It's important, and we have to, when we look at these things, we have to examine them from a spiritual perspective also. And when you understand the cycles that the enemy works in, you can identify what spirit is working through different individuals in different years and different times. So just wanted to say that as well. Now, let's see here. We have some memes I'm going to put up, and then we're going to show you a few other things. Very interesting prophecy fulfilling that we're going to put up for you. So let's put up the memes. Our team found some funny memes today. Kamala, you're fired. Yep, that's basically what happened at 2 a.m. on November 6th. Please don't fly on November 6th. We need to keep seats open for all the celebrities who want to leave the country. Yes, I want to see now who's going to make good on their promise and leave the country. I want to see that. I want to speak to the manager. The manager. Yep, I posted that one. That one's great. That's him at McDonald's, actually. So it's time to take out the trash in Washington, D.C. Yep, it absolutely is time to take out the trash. Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Trump Day. Yep, exactly. That's another good one. Just because you're trash doesn't mean you can't do great things. It is called garbage. It was called Garbage Can, not Garbage Cannot, with Oscar the Grouch. That's a good one. Yep, United States gender reveal. We put that one up last night. She says, I'm hoping for a boy. So let's talk for a minute about all the celebrities, because apparently the Democratic Party is so out of touch with the working man that they think parading celebrities out there, Satan's trophies, basically that's his trophy case. Make no mistake about it. Those celebrities that got paraded out are Satan taking all his trophies out of his case to parade them out to try to deceive you. And one endorsement that came in the past couple of weeks was Leonardo DiCaprio. And I had written on Twitter, Leonardo DiCaprio just endorsed Kamala Harris. I see he truly now has boarded the Titanic. And he very much did, given he was in the movie Titanic, he should know better. So, but he was also, he's in this prolonged issue right now with Diddy and these parties, this unfolding issue of individuals who were at Diddy's parties. He happened to be one of them. And so that was a very foolish move to parade all these celebrities out that have a connection to P. Diddy. But you know what? This is where the Lord put poor counsel in the mouth of their advisors. This is where the Lord purposely put foolishness and counsel in the mouth of their advisors in order to do just that. I will also tell you something. When back in 2022, October 2022, the Lord had me start prophesying the bait and switch that was going to happen. The bait and switch was a trap set up by the Lord. So I'll explain this for a moment before we move on. The bait and switch was a trap that was set up by Almighty God. Because, and I said this last night, and the Lord had me say this before the 2020 election, the hallmark of a brilliant chess player is their ability to bait their opponent into making a move that they believe will profit them. But when they make that move, it's a trap and it's checkmate. The trap was set to look appealing, that, and the deception went forth, right? They deceived themselves and God allowed it to happen into thinking if they swapped out Biden for Kamala, they would win. The trap was set. God put the trap in place. Then the bait and switch happens and they take the bait and now the Lord has them in a check position. And then last night it became checkmate. So it looked like it was going to profit them when they first bait and switched and it looked like the base was revived and all of this was happening. They looked like they had made a move that was going to profit them, but it was really a trap. And last night, because God is brilliant, was checkmate. He is infinitely wise and he is brilliant. And if you notice, God sets traps for his enemies. He sets traps in order to lure his enemies in that they may be judged. Okay, now we have prophecy fulfilling that we put out today. And so we're gonna show this to you. So first we have a clip. There was a prophecy given about fire in the sky around the time of the election. So let's play that clip now. I also heard yesterday, this was interesting, I heard fire in the sky surrounding the election. So in one way or another, we're going to see that. We're going to see fire in the sky surrounding the election. Okay, and now we're going to put up the prophecy fulfilling on this. This is prophecy fulfilling. U.S. Space Force to test Minuteman III missile tonight as nuclear deterrent. Moments before Donald Trump declares victory, U.S. conducts hypersonic missile test. Basically, a mere coincidence. U.S. to test fire hypersonic nuclear missile on Election Day. That was fire in the sky. That was the fulfillment of that word that the Lord gave me on August 28th, 2024. Fire in the sky surrounding the election. There very much was fire in the sky. That very much did happen. We also have some other posts that I put up today on Twitter. So we put up the Pennsylvania, Trump as the projected winner. So, okay, we'll start with this one and we'll go and we'll work our way because we have three of them. So this is May 6, 2024. word of the Lord, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, capitals, I am God, there is no other. I am and I always will be. Publications in this hour shall be humbled in this nation. Media in this hour shall be humbled for what they spew to the people. And now we are seeing Newsweek putting Trump on the cover, the man that they have constantly ridiculed and gone after, and writing the comeback. And we watched the media last night, much of it, be humbled by this incredible victory, not only winning the electoral vote, but the popular vote, which has not happened with the Republican president in 20 years. A Republican president has not won the popular vote. So that was another. Okay, let's put up the next. This was October 12th, 2024, Yom Kippur, word of the Lord. This is not your promised land, Barack, all capitals. This is not your promised land. You may have written it years ago to attempt to bring it into existence and take a birthright never given to your line. This is not your land. This land is not promised to those who want to desecrate what is holy, says the Lord, and you have. You and the boastful donkeys and your candidate and the diseased elephants have desecrated what is holy. You have encouraged a desecration of the covenant. You have encouraged perversion. You have encouraged the darkest of lies from the kingdom of darkness to usher in a regime and an era before its time, says the Lord. So when the Lord gave that word, he was denying Barack Obama, putting another puppet candidate in there in order that he may control and influence the nation. Okay, and we'll put the third one up, the Pennsylvania one. Thank you. So as you can see, Trump has projected the winner in Pennsylvania. August 29th, 2024. In the bluest of states, revival and renewal shall break out and forth. For what occurred in Pennsylvania, says the Lord, where the Liberty Bell resides, for the blood that was attempted to be shed, I, the Lord, shall turn Pennsylvania over, says the Lord. And that is exactly what happened. God turned Pennsylvania over. It turned red, and Donald Trump took it. So all glory be to God. That is another prophecy fulfilled. Now, I will tell you too, there was something transpiring last night on the liberal news networks. Van Jones was on the verge of tears. Jen Psaki was on the verge of tears. And we are going to play for you right now a post. This is from Sky News. It's called Lefties Losing It. And we're going to play for you how they were reacting surrounding the election.
Now it's time for Lefties Losing It. And can you believe the Democrat squad of A-list celebrities wasn't enough to get Kamala over the line? How did the American public resist the call from these learned souls who are so in touch with the average American and whose moral compass is pure and true and who are never prone to crazy delusions?
It can't be. It cannot be. If he wins the election, you won't be on the show anymore. He'll come looking for me. There'll be things that happen that none of us can imagine. That's what happens.
Robert De Niro? Gee, I wonder why he's going to come looking for all of you.
Take him at his word.
Even Bill Maher's lefty audience couldn't help but laugh at Robert De Niro there. And I guess Bill Maher's going to lose his show now, isn't he? That's what they were talking about. And in recent days, we even had the ladies of The View not just backing Kamala, but they were picking her attorney general for her. And, of course, they pick the irredeemably awful rhino war hawk, Liz Cheney.
Are you also a lawyer?
Yeah, I am.
So you could conceivably be a great AG. Because your moral core is magnificent.
Oh, isn't that adorable? Whoopi Goldberg lecturing us about morals. I've heard it all now. But Kamala had the unique ability to make even once cool celebrities lose all credibility. She made the boss, Bruce Springsteen, sound like this.
Well, I'm just about starving tonight. I'm dying for some action.
She turned Cardi B into the world's lamest, saddest joke. One second, guys. I need patience over here.
Oh, my.
Patience, where are you, girl?
This is what happens when you put celebrities up here that have no idea about national policy.
Yikes. I can't believe that didn't convince the masses. And Kamala somehow even managed to turn the once hilariously funny Will Ferrell.
Yeah, we have to go past Will Ferrell. Because he said some naughty things. So we're going past him.
And when the celebrity endorsements weren't working, she had her media propagandists use these shameful tactics.
We've laid out the stakes in this crucial election where one side stands for freedom while the other meets the textbook definition of fascism.
No. That's the enemy's definition of freedom. She stands for the enemy's definition of freedom.
Franco's Spain,
which is really enslavement.
Just crazy stuff.
Everything perverse and that stands in opposition to Almighty God.
Her colleague and fellow Russian conspiracy hoax peddler Rachel Maddow was even issuing threats to Elon Musk's business empire.
Yeah, she was.
And NASA are going to need a new arrangement for all their rockets and for all the multi-billion dollar contracts Elon Musk's companies have with the U.S. government. The U.S. government is going to have to either, unwind from all of those contracts, or Elon Musk's companies are going to have to unwind from him. This is an untenable reality in national security terms.
Oh, really?
Now that we know what we know about Elon Musk.
That sounds a little fascisty to me.
Yeah, it does. Oh, yeah. They wanted what she's saying is translation. They want to destroy his companies now. They want to destroy him and his companies because he did not side with them.
This is an audition for managing a complex organization like the United States. Kamala Harris has passed the audition flawlessly. This has been, in many ways, a perfect campaign brief, but and she had barely any time to put it together.
But eventually, reality sank in and Joy goes back to doing what she does best, race baiting and making
wandering like the Jews in the desert for 40 years on CNN, Anderson Cooper over the border.
Donald Trump be more president more than Bibi Netanyahu, who is backed by a far right coalition that would like to clear cut Gaza. That would
Have you ever been to Gaza?
Was lashing out.
Let's see how long she lasts.
Them for not realizing just how good the
Let's let her go there and
United
see first.
The economy is the envy of the world. Yeah. The inflation numbers. The economic growth numbers, the fiscal numbers, the U.S. standing in the world numbers are all
this is a very deceived
positive, but even the freaking stock market, right?
Has bought every bit of cooling and lie that the enemy has offered her for that platform. Rachel Maddow has drank every bit of poison and Kool-Aid and believed every lie, hook, line, and sinker in order to have that little platform. And let me tell you something, that platform, it's coming, is going to be ripped out from under her. That is coming because when people want to stand in the way of what God has ordained and do these things, their podiums get kicked out from under them. God gives them a grace period. He gives them a grace period. But then after that grace period has thin, they are dealt with. And you're going to see many of these anchors in this season dealt with. You're going to see heads of the largest media companies resign suddenly. You're going to see this because of what they did in back rooms to make deals to destroy political opponents, to destroy the American people, to lie to America. This is the season that the media is dealt with, gutted, purged, exposed, and a lot of these people you see are going to have their platforms taken from them. So wanted to show you that as well. Now, one of those videos in there was of The View, the ladies of The View. What an Algonquin roundtable that is. So, okay. So on October 12th, 2024, the Yom Kippur word, this is what the Lord said about The View. This is one of the first times the Lord has ever spoken to me about The View. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, capitals, The View will change, says the Lord. I have heard enough. and it shall be shaken, and there shall be such a shakeup and a cracking at the core that the view shall go dark, says the Lord. It shall lose its spotlight, for that spirit attempting to ascend to the highest seat of the land hovers and broods around those women who have gone rogue. I called you, Goldberg. I called you from a young age, and you have taken a road of perdition, and in this time you must choose, says the Lord. That was given on Yom Kippur, when those judgments came down from the throne of God, and one of them was against the view. One of them was against these women that sit on this panel. And that same spirit that attempted to use Kamala to ascend to the highest seat in the land broods around them. And this is why God has had enough, because that spirit is being judged in this time. That is why Kamala lost. That spirit was judged. And therefore, it could no longer use the vessel to accomplish what it wanted to accomplish. So if that spirit is being judged, therefore the view is now being judged. Okay, bless you, Sadie. All right, now, I also wanted to do the October 27th, 2024 word, the night of prayer. We have the night of prayer a week before the election for the nation and the Trump family. It was a miraculous lineup we have. It was nothing short of Almighty God that all these people were able to get together. The Lord that morning in the early hours gives me a word to share on the night of prayer and release. And it was 1 week, exactly 7 days before the election, that I released this word. So I'm going to read to you this word from October 27, 2024, because it is so profound. Given what we have seen happen, this historic prophetic victory. Kim Clement said that Trump would serve two terms, but he never said consecutive terms. When he prophesied it from the Lord, they never said consecutive terms. He would just serve two terms. And so basically that prophecy is fulfilling right now as well. So October 27, 2024 says, and says the Lord of hosts, the persecuting spirit has gone forth in this hour with an army. The seducing spirits in this hour have gone forth with an army to mobilize and surround those I have called in order to suddenly take them down near the beginning of November into what you call December. Now, the Lord is warning us here. Into December, this is going to be attempted, says the Lord. The seducing spirit, says the Lord, has gone forth to use such to allure whom I have anointed in this hour into a trap, says the Lord. Oh, Trump, guard your mind and your heart in this hour. This is crucial, says the Lord. That's capitals. For a plot to seduce and trap and then destroy has gone forth, and those near you are being utilized by the enemy to attempt this. Therefore, says the Lord, call unto me, that's capitalized, for discernment in this time, for a sudden changing of the guard will happen around you, as what dirty hands have done with finances and with deals not approved by you and kept from your knowledge shall come to the surface. Thus says the Lord to spiritual counsel. You tiptoe, says the Lord. You make deals and manipulate for position, and you have withheld my truth, capital, says the Lord, for the superficialness of feel-good, puffed-up grandeur that does nothing more than set those up. You do such to for a fall, capital. The counsel will change. The winds of change shall blow in such a direction, for I need the fresh fire of my spirit to strip down what is impure around you, to speak the truth, even if they know it will convict and irritate. That is what I desire, says the Lord. Oh, wait, hold on. What is impure around you, to strip it down, and it must be replaced with those who are unafraid to speak my word, capital, and speak the truth, even if they know it will convict and irritate. That is what I desire, says the Lord. For the placation, which means appeasement, must cease, says the Lord. It must. The persecuting spirit and the seducing spirit are working in tandem, says the Lord. And there are things, horrors, being spoken through the vessels submitted to do their work, for they desire another Auschwitz, says the Lord. Why is the Lord saying this? Because they kept accusing Trump of being Hitler. They kept accusing him. And what that spirit accuses you of, it desires to be itself. So this is why the Lord is saying that. They desire another Auschwitz, says the Lord. They desire to silence the people. My people, capital, says the Lord. They speak and spew unto my servants what they truly are, says the Lord. All capitals. They are bloodthirsty, greedy, self-serving, loathing the things of God, with a violent desire for power and totalitarian authority to attempt to muzzle me and my word. Let me just take a drink of water here. To attempt to muzzle me and my word. How dare you, says the Lord, how dare you attempt to muzzle the Creator and the righteous judge, for you are tainted dust, says the Lord, with a dark, loathing spirit and a puffed up, self-serving, invasive ideology that you, O leaders and candidate of the donkey, have spewed, that you, O leaders within the elephants, have spewed. And what has been sown with your words is ordered this day to fall back upon you, pop your pride, deflate your agenda, and strip you of your power, for it was given by corrupt men, and there is no light in it. That power, the serpent that feeds it, says the Lord, is about to be cut off at the head, says the Lord. Cut off, says the Lord, and the body may move, but the mind will be no longer, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, people of America, you have been placed on the slavery block, the auction block, and the wicked nations of the earth, the hateful nations, the nations who proclaim to serve a version of me. Capitals. However, do no such thing. They are bidding for you in this hour, and the slave traders are standing there. Your leaders, your government, your governors, your heads of branches, your candidate with a corruptible waltz dancing around the issues to avoid the truth. They stand there at the slave block and attempt to sell you your rights, your birthright, your faith, your republic, your children, your prosperity, your economy, your churches to the highest bidder. Oh, yes, says the Lord. Leaders of churches have willingly gotten upon that block to become a slave in chains for a longer reach and a much deeper wallet, says the Lord. That will be exposed and torn down, says the Lord. And your leaders, says the Lord, stand there and auction you off. They look to make America a treacherous plantation as wicked nations help your leaders become your slave owners. And this plan has partially taken place, says the Lord. It has. However, says the Lord, in this hour, upon the judgment seat, says the Lord, I am nullifying that sale, says the Lord. The same words, all capitals, of Gettysburg shall arise, and America shall be untied and let go off of this block. If, says the Lord, the candidate of the elephants, the servants of the Lord, the people of this nation cry out to me, says the Lord, for Hosea is coming to set Gomer free after all she had done, and there was a period of brokenness and then restoration that had to occur. So I, the Lord, have paid the price with the blood of my capital son, Jesus Christ. And that is the payment. And it nullifies the sale on the slave block that is occurring behind closed doors, says the Lord. The heads of your departments have met with China, Russia, Turkey, Indonesia, Brazil, and Iran, says the Lord, looking to sell you to those nations as they publicly condemn some. Privately, they are attempting to broker a sale, says the Lord. I, the Lord, upon the judgment seat, am set to nullify such. However, says the Lord, the one anointed to lead the nation has to make a covenant with me, the Lord their God, and not do what was done in 2020, for the cycle shall repeat, says the Lord. This must be done publicly before the people. An Ezra moment, says the Lord, the covenant must publicly be reestablished in this time. For confusion has been sent forth, says the Lord, into the states that swing back and forth, and a spirit of rage has been deployed into inner cities and Michigan and Minnesota and in Colorado, says the Lord. Spirits of rage deployed to hover and brood over areas waiting to activate rebellion. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and that same spirit that caused Saul to do such will be judged in this time, says the Lord. For Saul sought a witch for power and insight, and so the same is happening, says the Lord. Around this time, they gather to take counsel. Witches have been summoned to come to your branches of government to gather to curse what I, the Lord, have called anointed, whom are my children and my servants. They gather to do such. And I, the Lord thy God, speak forth this day, repent in this capital, very small window, and flee from such, you occultists. For I, the Lord, have determined disaster against you and to overthrow your gatherings, and the darkness shall gather against you and destroy what you attempt, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Keep your children from going out in the dark around this time, for the enemy needs more casualties to attempt to overthrow what I, the Lord, intend to do. Do not, capital, let them go house to house and receive in this time, for it is a trap, and the kingdom of darkness will be out watching whom they can take, says the Lord. Election headquarters, that plan shall be thwarted, an explosive plan, says the Lord. Intercede before me, capital, in those headquarters that night. One more bug. A big bug that is hidden behind another program in sequence, I, the Lord, shall expose at the last minute. Pray and intercede, for it will be thwarted and exposed, says the Lord. The fear of the Lord will descend upon the nation once again as I spare from the rocky path of seduction the enemy has set. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Political strategies are foolishness to the kingdom of darkness, for they can outmaneuver, outtalk, and pierce such. However, capital, spiritual strategy that comes from me, capital, that affects the political, the government, the church, the enemy and his army cannot thwart and destroy. They cannot manipulate or outmaneuver such in this hour. Hear me, capital, hear me, those who desire to lead this nation. Hear me, those contending for such. You must heed this very narrow and treacherous stretch of the valley. You must heed this, says the Lord, or you will be ensnared. Heed this and you shall have victory. Do not allow advisors who do not understand the things of the spirit lead you into the flesh to a trap, says the Lord. For their foolishness shall be exposed. And I, the Lord, have put poor counsel amongst the donkeys, poor counsel that is taking them as Absalom was taken for a fall for his rebellion against me, that's capital, led by a mule to catch him in a terebinth tree, which represented my protection, intervention, and deliverance. It was a mule and the branches that ensnared him, and the same shall happen to those in office in this time. Know this day, I, the Lord, am ever present. I will never leave you or forsake you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. My word is your weapon, for there are wolves positioned in the narrowest part of the valley. And my capital word is your sword, and your staff shall be what scatters them and breaks apart their alliance. I am God. There is no other, capital, meaning the Lord. Thus says the Lord, in Jesus' name. So that is the word from the Lord that was given on October 22nd, the night of prayer. Now, there was something else I had said on the night of prayer. I took Donald Trump's father's name, and I took Donald Trump's name. Donald Trump's father is Frederick Christ Trump. Frederick means peaceful ruler. Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which means anointed one. Trump means a drum that makes noise, but it is also a suit in card games that outranks all other suits for the duration of a hand. Also, a trump is the sound of a horn that is an announcement. Donald John Trump, Donald means ruler of the world. John means Yahweh is gracious or God is gracious. Trump is the same thing, right? The suit in the card game or a sound that comes from a horn that makes an announcement. So if we put Donald Trump's father's name and Donald Trump's names together, the true meaning of it, this is what we get. The peaceful ruler shall bring forth an anointed one that will announce the ruler of the world, for God is gracious and will announce, for he will outrank all other suits. So when you put them together, that is what their names mean. So that in itself is prophetic, given for what happened. And people are asking to pray right now for what's going on in Arizona. So We can do that. I'm also going to do a short about Donald Trump's father's name and his name. So look for that. I know it's amazing, but that's what their names mean. So I will do that short and make sure we put it out. So what I can do is we can pray right now for Arizona and what's happening there. We are waiting for Arizona. I don't believe they have called it yet. If we do have an electoral map to put up, we will take a look-see for a minute, but I really don't think they've called they have called Arizona yet. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I'm trying to get Sadie's hair off of my face that flew everywhere when she kept hitting me on the face while I was trying to read that word of the Lord. So I know they called Michigan. They have now called Nevada for Trump. Maricopa County and what's going on in Arizona, the count is definitely very slow. So we are going to pray in a moment. So here it is. Arizona is breaking red, but they have not. Right now, he has a 4% lead over Kamala Harris in Arizona right now with, let's see how much, 69%. Oh, can you believe this? Only 69% has reported in Arizona. Now it's breaking red. But we have an issue here because we're almost 24, you know, we're getting to the 24-hour mark soon out from the election, and there's only 69% in. So there is definitely something percolating right now in Arizona. Alaska was called for Trump as well. So all glory be to God for that. He won by 14 percentage points there. So let's pray. So as you can see, almost the whole heart of the nation is red. And then you have from Michigan down to Florida, besides Virginia, red. So all glory be to God. What we are watching is that standard being raised. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard against him. This is like seeing that Red Sea moment here, that when the bait and switch happened and Kamala came on, it looked hopeless. It looks like Trump wasn't going to win. It looks like we were at the Red Sea with Pharaoh's army at our back and there was no way. And there was a Red Sea moment. And we are watching that happen in this nation. We have watched it happen in the Senate. And now we are waiting for it to happen in the House. They still have not called control of the House to the Republicans yet, I believe. If they do that, we will have seen our Red Sea moment here. But this is a standard being raised right now in this nation. It is a standard. And the church needs to help carry that standard in this time. Oh, okay. This just in from Newsmax. Hamas calls for wars end after Trump victory. They are petrified right now. Hamas is shaking in their boots right now because Donald Trump has been elected, because he will go in and he will gut them if he has to. He's got no problem going in and doing that if he has to. But boy, are they quick to come to the negotiating table now, aren't they? So now Hamas in Hebrew, Hamas, C-H-A-M-A-S in the book of Genesis means violence. So if we read it another way, we can say violence calls for war's end after Trump victory. That, excuse me, is another way to read it and to look at it. So Arizona probably is not going to be called tonight. We won't find out for days, maybe, what is going on in Arizona. So we're going to pray right now for Arizona. And we're going to be going over in the coming weeks some more words from the Lord that go back years about this. Years. But I would watch Merrick Garland in the middle of this. I'm just telling you right now, and I am warning you, watch Merrick Garland. The Lord years ago had me start prophesying about that man and what was coming. And so just watch him in the middle of all of this and what happens. So we'll pray for Arizona right now, and we'll petition the Lord. We give him all the glory for this victory. I was very happy to hear Donald Trump say that the Lord spared his life for a purpose, and it was to bring him to this presidency, to this place, to help save America. And so I was very pleased that he did say that. He is on a journey with the Lord, and boy, by the end of his 4 years, is he going to know who God is? And that's all I'm going to say about that for now. So let's pray for Arizona and what's happening there. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, we bring Arizona before you in your courts. We come before your courts with praise and thanksgiving, Father God, giving you all the glory for such an incredible, historic, unprecedented prophetic victory. And Father, we bring Arizona before you. And Father, we ask for exposure in the name of Jesus Christ of any way they are attempting to manipulate, cheat, destroy ballots, or do anything else, Father God, that would attempt to stop what your purpose is and what your will is for Arizona. We pray for that senator's race, Lord. We say, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, we ask for your will there, Father God, for you search the matters of the heart that we cannot see. And Lord, we just thank you that you will have your way in Arizona, Father God, and that whatever is attempting to be done, any robbery in progress, is immediately stopped now in the name of Jesus. Judgment issued against it, we ask from your courts in Jesus' name. It exposed, thwarted, and put down, Father God. We thank you. We give you all the glory for that, Father God. You are a merciful God. Your grace has been extended to us once again, and we praise you for that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I will tell you this. It was on December, and this is one last thing here I'll say. It was December of 2023. Let me see here. 2023, December. Wait a second. I don't see a December. Hold on. It was probably posted in January. That's why. Here we go. Let me see here. Joy. Let me see. I want to read it to you because here it is. On December 11th, 2023, the Lord had me release a word. And it was, about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks before we entered 2024. And I'm going to read to you part of this word, because it has everything to do with now. And this is what it says. In a time of shaking. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, I am capital, the light of the world. I am capital, holy. My light never goes out. That's capital. The oil never stops flowing, for it is eternal. And in this time of much shaking and travail in the earth, my oil, capital, the oil that heals, that restores, that delivers, that anoints. I have filled that oil in cisterns and sent my holy angels out on assignment to pour that oil on the body, to pour that oil upon those seeking me, capital, to pour that oil to begin to heal and redeem those who have been in travail, who have been bound, who are walking a road of despair. That oil shall be poured out in a time of shaking and travail and darkness. So the light of my children will shine brighter and be a testimony that chases away the darkness. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, capital, cometh in the morning. Joy, capital, my children. The joy of the Lord is your strength. However, there is another joy that will echo once again in this season. The justice of Yahweh. The joy has gone out into the earth at this appointed time where many celebrate a birth. This joy shall birth forth correction and removal of those who have defiantly challenged my plans, my purposes, my ways, and smeared the name of my son, capital Jesus, Yeshua. Call on his capital name, O Israel, as you look upon the miracle of light. Call on the light of the world, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And thus says the Lord, this joy shall be written in areas of the earth. There are areas of earth marked for this joy. And he goes into a list of countries that are going to see the joy of the Lord basically hit the earth. But this is not the first time he has talked about the joy of the Lord or the justice of Yahweh. Because, and I'm trying to do it again here to see if I can find the other one for you. Has gone out to the earth. Okay, here it is. January 17th, 2024, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the joy, the justice of Yahweh has gone out into the earth, and assignments and judgments follow such. For I, the Lord, am dealing with matters of nations in this hour, and I, the Lord thy God, am causing my holy wind, capital, the pneumos, the word, to blow across your nation, and now begin to turn the direction of your nation, and though darkness attempt to pull it into a black hole, my word is the wind. My word is the sword. My word is unchangeable, says the Lord, for my word is forever. The Alpha and Omega, I am, says the Lord. That was January 17th, 2024. So I just wanted to share that with you because that was powerful and that was true. The joy of the Lord entered at the beginning of the year and began to turn the direction of the nation. To what we see now after we entered 5785 and Yom Kippur happened and God issued those judgments from his throne and those scrolls were lined up on the lawn of the White House and those scrolls were lined up in areas of the nation and they were opened up and we see the result of that. So all glory be to God for that. So I think that is where tonight I'm going to end. If there's any breaking news or anything that happens, we will be sure to let you know and to come on. But this has been an interesting day. And that spirit of Ishtar in this nation was judged by Almighty God. And the vessels it's using are now being removed, taken out of power, brought low. In this hour, that includes Kamala Harris, that includes The View, and that includes anybody else, including in entertainment, including in entertainment in this hour. Those that wanted to entertain that spirit of Ishtar, Ashtoreth, Aphrodite, that spirit has been judged in God's courts, and you will be dethroned in this time as well. So I just wanted to say that. All glory be to God. So what I'm going to put up at the end, we're going to put up two things here. Our social media handles, actually three things. Here's our social media handles. Please go subscribe. If you can, like and subscribe this broadcast as well. So we have Rumble and YouTube, Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook is Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram is Ark of Grace 88. X, Twitter is at Amanda Grace underscore AOG. TikTok, Telegram, and Truth Social are all Ark of Grace Ministries. We are also on Roku. And praise the Lord as well. Looks like I'm coming to Michigan this week. So this is where I am going to be in Adrian, Michigan. You can call the phone number there if you would like to go. It's also on our events page. And as well, Givaderm. We're going to put Givaderm up. We love the Givaderm ladies. They make an incredible all-natural product that is food for your face. It is amazing skincare. I actually use it twice a day. And now Chris is using it. And like I said, he started to steal my Givaderm things that these wonderful ladies were sending me. So now they send Chris his own box too. So Chris does not take my stuff, which it was kind of funny when he started doing it. He started taking more and more. So they were so kind to do that. But you can use promo code ARC10. They will give you a 10% discount. It's absolutely a wonderful product. These women are believers. And we just want to be a blessing to them as well. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, we say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. And also the other Psalms on the screen, 123, 34, 35, 51. Created me a clean heart, O God. I say that a lot. Esther's in the background there. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I say these scriptures every day. And I say them pretty much every day because there are certain scriptures you speak for wisdom. For the eyes of your understanding to be enlightened. These are these scriptures. Also, the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. There is an order to that prayer that is so important for you to adopt into your prayer life. So please take a good look at the Lord's Prayer. Adopt it into your prayer life. And if anything else happens, we will come back on. But I will be doing some shorts as well that I will be sending over to social media to send out. So thank you, everyone, for joining us and for joining us last night for live election coverage. We went till 2 a.m. Our team were troopers about it. So keep the faith. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. God bless America. Praise God for his mercy, his faithfulness, and his righteous judgments from his throne.